So, you know how if you're paying attention, like the universe seems to have this way of working to kind of help you out sometimes? So I've got a perfect illustration of this that falls squarely in tonight's theme of winners and losers. So when I was going to undergraduate, I was living in Sacramento, California. I had just moved there to go to school. And I was selling real estate to get through school because I thought, you know, I would have a flexible schedule. and this would all work out very nicely. Well, it worked for a while, and then I hit this dry spell where I didn't sell anything, and I didn't put anything in escrow for like 4 months, so I didn't have any money coming in, and I started to run out, and it was time to pay tuition for the spring quarter, and I didn't have the money. I needed $600, and I only had two, but I had this vague understanding that people in the area went to Nevada to casinos, and they won money. So I said, well, maybe I can go to Nevada and win money at a casino, because it doesn't do me any good to have $200. $200 is like zero. I need six. So I thought this would be a good idea, and I can't even believe this was even my own idea. So I get in my car, and I drive to South Lake Tahoe, and I go to a place that, I don't know what it's called now, but it used to be called High Sierra, and that was before they, you know, had like this many cards at a time. You could kind of like count them and stuff. So I went in there and I walked around for a little while. I didn't know how to play any of the games except blackjack. So I said, so I'm going to play blackjack. I'm going to win money. So I sit down at a table and I play my cards for a little while, not very long at all, and I'm almost out of money. And I feel like crying. I'm like, I'm so stupid. Why did I think this was going to work? And, you know, I don't have any money at all. So, and then this other dealer came over, and, you know, he was actually cute. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but he was. I remember that he was cute. And so he started dealing, and I started winning. And this was good, and I started to feel better. I'm like, maybe it'll work out after all. But then the dealer rotated to another table. I'm like, I'm going with him, right? So I followed him to the next table, and I kept winning. And then I started having fun. I started talking to people, and they taught me things. And they're like, well, when you get a pair, you can, like, you know, double down, and I learned all these fancy things, and I just kept winning all this money. So then the dealer moved again, and I went with him again, and this was a 25 minimum bet table. So, like, you had to put down 25 bucks before you put down anything at all. This was, like, big money to me back then. I mean, you know, I'm older. This is when I was an undergrad, so there's a lot of money. And then I started really raking it in at this $25 table because I knew all these tricks now, and I had this big stash, and so I counted up how much money I had, and I had $800. Well, then I started to lose, and I'm like, I can read the signs. I get the message. I hear the universal language speaking to me. I have my 200 bucks that I came with, and I have the 600 bucks that I need for school, and I'm done here. This is over. So I went, and I cashed in my chips, and I went home, and I paid my tuition. So do you really think that God is a blackjack dealer in Nevada? Well, neither do I, but it's a hell of a good story, and it's true.